Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town, and we're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app, here with you live and local on the 804, and it is the first of the month of October, one of my favorite months. I know Stubb is fired up. It's spooky season. I'm looking forward to Halloween this year. Commanders, they're traveling to L.A. to take on the Chargers. Dan Quinn is set to speak with the media today at 12:30. All right, we're going to air it for you live right here on Richmond's Home for the Commanders, and I believe he's going to provide a further update on Jaden Daniels. Michael made a good point, though. Practice is later today. So he could say, well, I'll just wait to see how Jaden looks in practice. But we're going to find out more details, I think, today about that workout that he did on Saturday. That is, it's actually very interesting. Grant Paulson reported that Jaden Daniels had a workout on Saturday, and the coaching staff loved what they saw from him. It was too little too late for him to play that Sunday, but I think it cleared things up in terms of his status for the team traveling to LA this week to take on the Chargers. Is our franchise quarterback back? I think we're going to find out today at 12:30. How about Terry McLaurin, John Bates, Noah Brown? I mean, just so many injuries right now, so many games still to be played. How does Washington clean things up defensively? We'll bring on Logan Paulson from the Take Command podcast today at 2:30. The Cowan Gates Hokies update with Bill Roth at 1:30. And then we'll talk University Drive, all things college football locally and nationally. But you know how we like to start the show? October baseball, playoff baseball, as we catch you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world with the Sports App.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores,
highlights. Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The Sports App.
All right, let's start with Detroit. Playoff baseball being played last night and all day long, and especially during the show, which is always kind of fun to turn it on the TV. You know, normally we're playing highlights of old Caps and Wizards games on Monumental Sports, but now we get to watch day baseball. So today is game two between the Tigers and the Guardians. Here's what happened yesterday during the game. During the day, it was the Tigers in the first inning with an RBI single to go up 1-0.
That's a little looper that's going to fall in left field for a hit. Juan up and will throw into second base. And Detroit takes a 1-0 lead.
So I know a lot of people like runs being scored, crooked numbers left and right. I kind of love playoff baseball, the defensive battle. Detroit gets one in the first, one in the seventh, and that's all they needed. Detroit wins 2-1 to take a 1-0 lead over the Cleveland Guardians.
In the regular season. Swings and pops it up. Shallow left, Baez out. He makes the catch. His error proves not to be costly. And the Detroit Tigers take game one.
Let's go to Chicago taking on the San Diego Padres. Cubs 92 wins to get to host this series. And it was the Cubs down early in this one, giving up a run in the second inning. We move to the bottom of the fifth, and it is Suzuki at the plate. Let's take a listen to the call.
Right now is fine.
Driven up center field, Seiya Suzuki. Shots! He rips it through the Wrigley wind into the brilliant sunshine, and Suzuki ties the score in game one of the wild card series.
Kelly would homer in the fifth, a sac fly in the eighth. The Cubs take a 1-0 series lead with a 3-1 win.
Seventh pitch from Keller. Struck him out looking. Keller closes the door, and the Cubs claim the opener.
Yankees, Red Sox, the Bronx Bombers took an early lead in the second inning, 1-0. We move forward to the top of the seventh, and the Yankees just could not get out of this inning. It felt like it went on forever, and it led to this RBI double from Bregman.
And Bregman down the line. That's a fair ball off the wall. He'll head to second. He will be in there with the double.
And so it was the Sox in front 3-1. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Yankees trying to make a comeback. Their former closer, now 37 years old, Aroldis Chapman on the mound for the Sox. Let's take a listen to the final call.
He got him, and the Red Sox rally from behind and take game one of this wild card 3-1.
Over to the late game, and it was all Dodgers all night long. They went up 1-0 in the first. Four more runs in the third inning, and then a run in the fifth, two in the sixth, two in the seventh. They get the win 10-5. It was Shohei Ohtani putting on a show. Ohtani and Hernandez power the Dodgers past the Reds. Two homers from each of them. Let's take a listen to Ohtani's crack of the bat.
Swing and a line drive, ripped right field, back off. Lead off homer, Shohei Ohtani, a low liner over the right field fence. And just like that, the Dodgers. And they asked him why, and he said, because I was feeling good. Well, that feels good. Look out, this may leave the park. Wow. Ohtani, second of the night. And the Dodgers are feeling great.
So that was a 10-5 win for the Dodgers. So four more games today, starting with the Tigers-Guardians game two at 1 p.m. And then 3 o'clock, Cubs-Padres game two, Yankees-Sox at 6, the late one, 9 p.m. on ESPN. We move over to the NFL on the sports app. It feels like you blink and week five is here. Tomorrow night, the Rams against the 49ers, a pair of 3-1 teams and a division rivalry matchup. That's going to be a good one. But the big story today, a benching of a starting quarterback, Joe Flacco. Joe Elite Flacco is no longer QB1 in Cleveland. It feels like we've done this before. Feels like deja vu. But this time they will turn to rookie Dylan Gabriel? No way! Shador Sanders will remain as the third-string quarterback. What are they watching? Give Shador an opportunity. Here's Louis Riddick chiming in.
I would think right now it's Flacco, but I think for sure if you're Shador, it's your opportunity.
Yeah.
Here's your opportunity to get more reps, because now truly, look, they don't want to go back to Joe Flacco.
That's
you
right.
Don't take him out because you want to go back to him at some point in time. If you're Shador Sanders right now, though, whatever you're doing, I'm taking it up a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. Because Dylan is not promised to stay in there. This is, as we're all talking about, this is really a tryout for everyone. Yep. because of the draft capital they have next year. And that guy, we may not have seen the last of him yet.
It always happens like this in the NFL. So the first thing that happens is you make a change at quarterback. The second thing that happens is your head coach gets fired. I mean, we're seeing this around the league. There are several coaches that have that hot seat severely heating up for them. Let's take a listen to some advice for the Cleveland Browns here. I think it's an interesting situation because, yes, they're benching Flacco. If you had went to Shador Sanders, there were a lot of people that probably would have been up in arms. Well, why'd you draft Dylan Gabriel ahead of him? And now you have them going to Gabriel, and I'm saying, why are you not giving it to Shedeur Sanders? He looked better in the preseason. That's what happens when you draft two QBs. As they always say, when you have two QBs, you have zero. Let's take a listen to some advice for Cleveland.
Quinshon Judkins. That's what I'm going to say. You have to be able to run. Quarterback's best asset is the ability to turn around and hand the ball off to somebody who can make plays and fall for 4 yards and have those big splash plays to continuously move the chains, especially when you have a defense like the Cleveland Browns. If you can go out there and have sustained drives, then you're going to be in a good position. And now you take a lot of the stress, a lot of the responsibility off Dylan Gabriel's shoulders. The last thing you want to do, as you mentioned, Manti, is to put him in a situation where it's long down the distance, or you put him in a situation where he's throwing the ball on first down and trying to push it down the field. Don't put that stress on him. Don't give him an unrealistic situation that he really can't win. Allow for these guys to go out there, establish a line of scrimmage, run the ball with Quinshon Judkins, Jerome Ford. You have some good backs in the backfield. Do that and then allow for him to do what he does best, using that doggone left arm. That's a cannon. He's an accurate quarterback who has a lot of college experience. Let him do that, but do not put him in a situation where he's throwing it for doggone two plays out of the three.
You know what? That is great advice right there, and I'm smelling a bet, Stub, because Michael came out on his show and said he is backing the Vikings to win this game. They went straight from Dublin to London to take on the Cleveland Browns. I've seen enough of Carson Wentz. He is going to get sacked 8 to 10 times in this game. Cleveland's defense is so good.
He's playing Miles Garrett.
That defense will win them this game. It could be Dylan Gabriel. It could be Shedeur Sanders. It could be Michael Phillips at quarterback. Give me Cleveland +3.5. Michael, if you're listening, I'll take you up on a bagel bet. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, let's go to the NHL on the sports app. The Washington Capitals begin their regular season 1 week from today. It's hockey season. Yes, grab those hockey jerseys out of the closet. It is time. Wednesday, October 8th, Washington against the Boston Bruins. But last night they had another preseason tilt, and it was a good one for a pair of really important Capitals, McMichael and Tom Wilson. We'll start with McMichael with an awesome goal. Let's take a listen to the call on the fan.
Chinakoff turned the puck over to Wilson, and a shot from the outside, a score! Gucciardi with a left-point chance that eludes Greaves after a Chinakoff turnover, and the Capitals lead it 1-0 with 11:35 to go here in period number one.
Another one from Washington into the back of the net, part of their 4-3 win over the Blue Jackets.
And the Blue Jackets beginning from behind their goal with 6.5. Now a turnover. They score. Where did that come from? The Jackets from behind the net. It ends up on Wilson's stick, and it goes through and scores against Greaves. The Capitals lead it 4-2.
One goal for Tom Wilson, one goal for Connor McMichael. One assist for Tom Wilson, one assist for Connor McMichael. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So we'll talk a little college football locally. Virginia, after that huge win against Florida State, can they make a statement? Back-to-back wins in the ACC against tough opponents this weekend. And for the Hokies, it's been a good start to the Phillip Montgomery era, but that will be even more tough, even more difficult with this matchup this weekend. We'll bring on Bill Roth, the play-by-play voice of the Hokies, for the Cowan Gates Hokies update. And it's a Wednesday, so we'll go inside the mind of the NFL quarterback with QB IQ. But we'll catch up with Michael Phillips next for some Commanders crosstalk on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good. like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders, and we will get an update from Dan Quinn, I believe, on Jaden Daniels in about 15 minutes. But right now, it's time for a little crosstalk, Commanders crosstalk on The Fan.
If I could just have your attention.
It's crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
And our special guest is Michael Phillips. What's going on, Michael?
How you doing? I hope we get a Jaden Daniels update. I think that would be a good thing. I think if it's bad, we're not going to get an update, so an update would be good.
Will he be back to 100%, do you believe, if he played this Sunday? I mean, it doesn't seem like, based off of the way he plays, that he would be very rusty in terms of running the football, but maybe, you know, accuracy and the deep ball will take some weeks.
Well, I think the issue is just he looked rusty when he got hurt in Green Bay. The first two games were not vintage Jaden Daniels. He was struggling with chemistry as a passer. Now, I think it's beneficial that he got some practice time last week. Remember, even though he didn't play, he was out there for a portion of practice all 3 days. That will help. I think it's a lot less about how is the knee and a lot more about just how is the chemistry and how is the timing. It's a group of receivers he's not super familiar with, and we saw it in the first and second games. It's just not, you know, they weren't clicking like they normally do.
Michael, let's get to the year two guys, all right? And Jaden Daniels is included in this list, and he needs to step up and play better, but he's not the one I'm going to call out. To me, that's Luke McCaffrey. But also, I have not seen enough from Johnny Newton. I expected more from Mikey Sainer still. Brandon Coleman's kind of lost his job, and Ben Sennett has been thrust into action with John Bates' injury, and we haven't seen him do much. Which year two guy needs to step up most Sunday, this Sunday?
Well, I don't think Brandon Coleman will play, so I don't think he'll have the opportunity to, but I agree with you. That's one of the real head-scratchers because he unquestionably overachieved last year. A third-round draft pick who scouts pegged as a guard comes in and starts at left tackle on an NFC title game team. I mean, that's remarkable. He overachieved in every possible way. It was the absolute steal of the draft. He got moved this offseason to the position we were told he was naturally best at, and he wasn't good enough through two games. It was very, very confusing, right? So I'm not sure I totally get what's going on there. Now, I'm going to go to Luke McCaffrey because I think he showed some things last week, right? He had the touchdown catch. He had a very nice kick return. He's been good on special teams this year. Building blocks, right? You build something a little bit. You build on it the next week. You do more of it. And I think that's what we want to see. Last week was good. If he could do that, he can keep his roster spot. But we want to see production. We want to see the potential to be a guy you want to draft in fantasy football, which he's not there yet. I would love to see him build on last week, have another step forward, put good games together back to back. I think that would be a really good sign for his development.
Michael, Phillips here with us on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Check him out Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 noon right here on The Fan. Richmond's home for the Commanders, where you can hear every single game. And then our reactions, and of course, we were both upset with the way Marshawn Lattimore played. How do you deal with a liability like that on the outside? Are you benching him? Are you moving him into certain spots? How do you deal with a player that's not playing to the best of his, you know, capabilities?
I know, that's the question. Can you move him, right? Can you give him a lesser role, or is that going to trigger some kind of spiral? It's like, I'm Marshawn Lattimore, I'm a number one. Well, he's clearly not a number one right now. I think there's value in having him out there. I don't think he stinks. I think he's not a number one pretty clearly right now. I think the other thing is, does that disrupt the apple cart? Because I think Sandra still's the logical candidate to move to number one. That's not how he's been training all offseason. You're asking him to do something you haven't prepared him to do. So that's a tricky situation as well. You've got a lot of downstream effects of this as well, but you got to do something. Can you give him more safety help? We saw a lot of situations where the last three games, these teams were able to overload one side and make it straight man-to-man in a lot of places. You know, you got to give something up front, and that's been the strength of the team, but is it worth it to maybe even go three down linemen, get him some help just in the interest of trying to kickstart this thing, give him a little confidence?
Michael, you mentioned it on your show that the team was going to fly out early, and you started getting me fired up when you were talking about how that's going to affect the way the players feel on Sunday. Tell me a little bit more. Elaborate on why this team would decide to go out to LA early.
And I do believe this decision was made before the slow road starts. I think it was made in the off season, but it's certainly good timing. You've had two slow road starts. And so by the time it's Sunday, they will have been in L.A. Thursday, you know, part of Thursday, all day Friday, Saturday, and it'll be Sunday, parts of 4 days. So they should feel rested, comfortable at home there. I think when Dan Quinn did it, I think he was trying to reclaim the mojo of that trip last year. Remember, they won in Cincinnati on Monday night, flew straight from there to Arizona, spent the week in Arizona before their game there. And at the time, you know, the guys said that was a bonding trip. That was a time where they came together as a team. And so much of the NFL right now is you can't do the things you try to do in training camps. You do them in the first weeks of the season, right? I think you saw a lot of commentary to that effect, you know, in Troy Aikman's commentary on the Monday Night Football officiating, right? Like, guys are acclimating during these first weeks of the season. I think it's a training camp-like environment. Rebuild that camaraderie, that brotherhood, because when you have missed assignments like this, when you have blown games like this, you have that possibility that it spirals. And they built that tight-knit crew last year, where when they had the losing streak, Bobby Wagner stood up, said, hey, we got to put an end to this, and they put an end to this. You want to build those bonds, and I think Dan Quinn views this as an opportunity to accomplish that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you can't even really put into words the chemistry of boys being boys, a sleepover, right? I mean, this team did not go anywhere for training camp, right? I mean, when they come to Richmond, that's a bonding experience, you know, 5-6 years ago. Like, that's something that's missed with this current training camp style of, you know, living at home and then going to Ashburn and then coming home. And I get you're in the building every day, but it's not the same as being at a hotel, hanging out with your buddy, playing some video games, watching film together, eating meals together. And when I talked to Luke McCaffrey, he absolutely felt like that Arizona trip was huge in their team chemistry and bonding. And so you're right, you're trying to recreate that this year. Why wouldn't they go straight from Atlanta to LA then? Is that just one of those things, well, Atlanta's so close, might as well get home and change?
Yeah, because it is so close. So, yeah, that's why, as a beat writer, we always love the Atlanta games, because you're sleeping in your own bed that night. You play a 1 o'clock game. You get to watch the end of Sunday Night Football at home and be in your own bed. The guys like that, get a chance to see their families. There's enough time to get, you know, to do the productive things they want to do out of this without forcing it to be a whole week-long adventure. Then you run into issues as well with, you got to give them their mandatory off day. How do you do that on the road, right? They didn't have to do that Monday night going into Sunday. So it's a little different, but I think they'll get what they want to get out of it ultimately, which is a tighter team and one that can hopefully withstand some of these things.
All right, Michael, I said Jaden Daniels would play against the Vegas Raiders. I said Jaden Daniels would play against the Atlanta Falcons. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Dan Quinn, you better not fool me a third time. I believe Jaden Daniels will play Sunday.
I'm only up to being fooled twice, so I fooled once because I thought he would play last week and he didn't, but I said he would not play against the Raiders. So I am entitled to my second fooling, Adam. Jaden Daniels will play Sunday against the Chargers. I think Dan Quinn will not announce that officially until Friday. I think you'll get the, like, we feel good about his progression, what we're asking him to do, but I think he will play on Sunday.
What is your 30-second gut reaction to Robbie Chosen, Robbie Anderson coming in?
Yeah, you know, you're bringing in guys and you need depth. I don't know. Are you fired up about this? You're giving them a lot of credit here.
Well, 30 seconds, Michael. But what I was saying is on my shows, I like bringing in guys that have experience, and it should heighten the competition in that room. And I'd rather see Robbie Chosen than Tay Martin and Chris Moore.
Competition's good. I'm skeptical of anybody you bring in this time of year, but you got to do something. I'm glad they're doing things.
That's Michael Phillips, MP on the mic. He can be heard from 10 to 12 noon. I'm AWOD, 12 to 3 here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on a Wednesday, October 1st. This is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders. We got to cover the most Commanders coverage in town with the Sports Junkies Monday through Friday from 6 to 10. Check out their weekly interviews with Von Miller. Michael Phillips covers every single game for the Washington Commanders. I'm 12 to 3, the voice of the fans here on The Fan. Grant and Danny will drive you home. Big game Sunday, because if you lose this one, you're below 500. That is the place you don't want to be in the National Football League. I'm just too familiar with my team being below 500 throughout my lifetime. We'll get an update from Dan Quinn in a second here. He's about to speak to the media at the podium. I wanted to look at the next opponent today at 1 p.m. on the Richmond Commander, the L.A. Chargers. Logan Paulson will join us at 2:30, former tight end for the Commanders, also on the radio broadcast and the host of the Take Command podcast. Here is Dan Quinn at the podium live in Ashburn, Virginia, ahead of today's practice.
All right, what's up, everybody? All right. We'll begin today with some good news. Sam Cosmi will begin his 21-day window. He got injured in January, and he has worked his ass off to get back on the field with his teammates, so it'll be great to have him back at practice. Also said I'd give you an update on Jaden. He has been medically cleared by the doctors. He'll practice full today. As far as other injuries and practice updates, we'll put out the injury report later today. And also wanted to give a big shout-out and a welcome to Paul Toboni and the Nationals, and definitely pulling for those guys, I believe, as he's got started today. So glad to open up to you guys and get rolling.
What have you seen with Jaden over the last week or so, really, as he's dealt with this?
Just a steadfast approach to it, Nikki, first off, to put the work in to say, okay, I got to do all the things to do to get better, and then once you kind of get over the top of that, then the throwing, the movements to go. So that's what we saw in terms of the work to get better.
And as far as the other guys, Terry, especially Noah, John Bates, where are they?
Yeah, all are trending up, and that's what I was referring to. I'll give you some updates on those tonight, but we're making good progress with those guys.
Dan, what will the next 48 hours be like in terms of what you're looking for from Jaden before you make a decision?
Just real back into the fold of it, David. He'll get all the reps at the practice, so we'll be back at a full speed, the execution, the timing, all of that. That's really what I'm looking for, but he's definitely chomping at the bit to get going. So, or just running the offense, being back to himself. That was our discussion today to make sure, man, like all the looks, all the calls, and the speed of the practice.
I know you understand his competitive nature, and I'm sure he understands your authority, but I wonder what those conversations are like when he's telling you I can go, and you're telling him I hear you, but not yet.
Yeah. It's good that I've known him for a year and a half now. I think when you're first getting to know somebody, you're feeling that out, but knowing what his best looks like, and also having trust in one another to do that. And so I think that's a big piece of it.
Hi, Coach. You guys are heading into Los Angeles early. What is the benefit for your team to have that extra day of practice at the Coliseum already in Southern California?
Yeah, we decided that in the spring that we oftentimes like to, you know, take an extended trip when we can. We had done it for a trip last year. We know, obviously, we're going to Madrid. We'll do that one as an extended time. I think it's some good spaces for the team to get together. It's also, to get acclimated, to get ready. There's a big time change with that. And so we thought we would make that decision to go out early, get ourselves, you know, fully ready, you know, to go play at our best.
With working Cosme back into the lineup, you guys have had a lot of change on the offensive line. How difficult is that for maybe your signal callers to adapt to all those changes up front?
Yeah, it is part of it, and it's not what you want. Like, we're, you know, you'd love for all the guys to play in their spots, but that's just not how it is. I think when we look around the NFL right now, there's a lot of moving parts, you know, on all the teams, ours included, and Sam getting back into it is a step in that direction. But he also has to get back into rhythm and, you know, the combinations and all the communication. So we're just pumped that he's put this kind of work in to allow him to, you know, be ready to get back into with the group this quickly.
Over here.
Got it.
Last year, you guys were seventh, I believe, in the league in time of possession. That's not the case this year so far. With the return of presumably number five, is that really what you want out of your squad, is to be able to keep that opposing defense off the field and do what you guys can do offensively?
Yeah, we like that, and we feel like, you know, offensively we're definitely making strides on our run game, on our run actions, the play actions that go with that. A good piece of that is also third down. That's one of the areas we really need to dig into, because now your drives are continuing. So those are a big piece of that. So, it's part of the formula for sure, Chick. Still feel like it's early days as we're going, and we've got plenty of work, you know, that we need to put in, but that is certainly the goal for us, yes.
With going out to L.A. early, does that change the timeline for you in terms of evaluating these injured guys who you don't know if they're going to go?
No, because we'll go through practice, you know, as we get into tomorrow. But, no, it doesn't change that time frame on that.
And then I wanted to ask you about Robbie Chosen and kind of more broadly that outside receiver spot.
Yep.
What do you envision for him? And then also, what's your level of comfort with guys like Luke and Jalen and even Debo playing in those outside receiver spots?
Yeah. The silver lining, that's maybe not the right word. Maybe we can think of another name for an added benefit, was with Noah and Terry missing some significant time early. I think it ramped up Jalen's space where he was able to even play outside some in the preseason. We did that with Debo, and Luke had already done some of that. So where at once we weren't as interchangeable, and now that we are, I think that's a good step, you know, forward. Robbie's, you know, some of the guys had experience with him, coaching with him before. Cliff has, Wes has. So we had some background with him, came in, had an excellent workout. And so one of the things I appreciate from Adam, just always digging and competing to see, you know, is there a spot to go? And sometimes it works out great. Other times we just keep competing and digging, but we're pumped Robbie's here, and he's working hard already to, you know, learn it and grow. And there is some familiarity for him too.
Dan, I know it's been a bumpy start for the season for the defense overall, but what gives you confidence that the unit will be able to turn it around moving forward for the rest of the year?
A lot of confidence. I thought, you know, there's a lot of progress that I thought, you know, with the exception of the second half on third down, that's a big piece of how you want to play. I thought, you know, in two games, the energy and intensity has been what I'd hoped it would be in pass rush, and two others, not so much. And so that gives me a good sense of what I know it can look like. Had we not seen that, I might feel differently. So I've got plenty of confidence in how we want to play and what it will look like. And so I'm very much looking forward to seeing that.
Dan, in terms of the secondary and you know, those back end guys, how do you improve communication? Like, how, as a defensive minded coach and your staff, how can you help improve communication with the secondary guys?
Well, I think first it starts in meeting rooms to make sure when you make a call, like, you're just echoing it. It's the collaboration, you know, that you're working on together. You take that into the, you know, the walkthrough portions and then onto the field. So you just emphasize it in every way. It's not going back to walk, crawl, run, but it's just the emphasis of it over and over. Say it again. If you don't hear it, repeat it back. Communication is also sent and acknowledged. So if I give you a call, you're giving me a signal back. Some's verbal, some's nonverbal. So like most things, you get what you emphasize, and we're certainly going to dig in hard on that.
curious about the balance and kind of the mindset of applying pressure in terms of when to throw a blitz, when to go more blitz heavy, when to rush four. Take me through that balance of, like, over the course of a game or even a game plan. Like, how does that plan kind of get constructed?
Well, some of it's based on the opponent, some on, you know, your matchups and where you want to go. If you can rush with four and affect the QB, obviously that gives you some advantages in some ways because you have another defender, you know, that you can use into coverage. Road, home, you know, are they going with six man or seven man to protect, or, you know, six, you know, or five? So all of that factors in. You want to have some balance, like most things, like an offense that has either all run or all pass. You want the balance to work on both. And I think the same thing on a good defense, that you want to have the ability to show a blitz, come out of it, show like you're in coverage, bring the blitz, and be able to get in and out of checks. So those are all things that make up a good defense, and you need a balance of both.
Coach, it's a long season, but still one in which you're attempting to go 1-0 each and every week. As a leader of men in that locker room, how do you balance between having the emphasis on this week as well as the patience on the long run?
Yeah, it's a great topic. One for you know, all teams that you're going, you're starting to get your identity set. You really want to dig in on what that looks like. At the top, for us, our central theme of the program, man, it's competition. And that's not just against the opponent. That's with ourselves, see how good we can get together as a team. I loved in the game against the Raiders, the complimentary football, you know, this a return to a score, to working together. So the competitive nature of us doing it together, I think that allows you to not look too far down the road, see how good you can get. You work your skills, and we just try not to look down the road. It's about improvement and getting better, and when you can stay in that pocket, you don't have to look too far down the line. There's plenty to work on, you know, right in front of you for the matchup, for the game, and so that's how we choose to dig in.
Dan, looking at Frankie Louvu, first couple weeks seemed to have more pass rushes than the last couple weeks. I don't know.
I don't know if that's true. Yeah.
Okay. Just looking at the numbers, maybe. Okay. But I'm curious. Like, has there been not a de-emphasis, but maybe more of an emphasis on him dropping into coverage, or would you like to see him rush a little bit more?
Yeah, I think it all depends on how to go to win. Like, obviously, I want him going forward as often as we can. But sometimes the game dictates that too. When he's rushing, when he's blitzing, you know, how we're using him in those spaces. So, yeah, we always want to put him in positions to make plays, so wherever that looks like, you know, that's where we're at. But I don't think of him any more or less. I thought, honestly, last week he played really good and solid and square in the run game, but maybe there might not have been as many pass opportunities for him in that space.
With Marshawn, do you feel teams are going after him? And I guess that would be part one. And then two, how do you feel he has been performing?
Yeah, so part one, when you play middle field coverage, like, both corners, you know, get targeted to where you go. Sometimes it's their matchup, sometimes it's ours. I don't feel that's been the case. And then the second part, can you repeat?
How
yeah, so I'd say there's when you plays that go good, they go unnoticed, and there's one that goes up top, and it's like, there's one, or there's a sack. And, like, that's part of, you know, living life, you know, outside. And what I do know about him, like, this is one competitive guy, and, like, he's always down for the challenge and for the fight. And so I'm looking forward to working with him again this week and as we get rocking again.
Let's take three more. Hey, Coach. So you've mentioned, you know, September football. So now it's mm-hmm. October. So what does October football, what's been the message around what you want to see this month?
Yeah, I think the execution, honestly, Candy, that's the big thing. I want to make sure the energy home, road, in terms of, you know, how we want to play. And somebody brought up starting fast to me. Starting fast doesn't mean a touchdown on the first drive or a three and out. It's a speed, an intensity, and an urgency to go. So I don't want to, like, confuse what that would look like. But I do want to see the execution really, you know, start to dig in. We've had four games together. Roles have now begun to emerge. And so, like, it's a good month to go really dig in to go get better. And now that some of those roles have emerged, that's a big deal for it. Some guys have had to step in, and I've liked what I've seen in some of those instances, Candy, to see guys step up when the injuries take place, knowing that that's a part of it, and the opportunity came early for some of the players. And so it's nice to see them deliver and show and express themselves, hey, man, I can help, I can do these things. And so I think that's been a big piece of it.
Hey, Coach. Sticking with the injury situation, it's been challenging in this early part of the year. With some of those guys that have stepped in, do you have to tweak any of those things a little bit because of the injuries? You suffered another one last week with Jean Baptiste, and who will be filling in for him?
Yes, you do want to, you know, not one size fits all, Donna, into that. So when, you know, somebody's featured in a different role or a different spot, it's not just, you know, add water and the same result will take place. So you may have to do things a little bit differently. I think we maybe spoke about that a little bit with Austin and what that would look like, and then with Will. So with Javonte, in his case, we signed Preston a few weeks back. And so as he's progressing, those would be some snaps that would go his way.
Dan, when you have a guy like Jaden Daniels coming off an injury, obviously he wants to play out of the pocket. Obviously you want to use as many of his abilities as you can. Is there a way to balance that with protecting him and keeping him healthy, or is that something you can't be concerned about?
Yeah, I think you can. Not necessarily the calling of the game, but maybe I had said it a few weeks ago, the only thing worse than missing games is, you know, not taking the lessons from there. And as a scramble goes, when do I get down? When do I get out of bounds? And so, like, Jaden's still growing too. You know, like, we feel like he's been playing for a while, and so as he's into his second year, like there's still things that he's growing on too, and that's kind of the fun and exciting part, that like he hasn't anywhere near the top of what he's going to be, and so that lights me up. But those are some things, you know, where do you grow, when do you take your shot, when do you not? And so those are the lessons you want somebody to learn at quarterback or at any spot, and I certainly fully expect him to do that. That's the type of competitor he is.
That was head coach Dan Quinn speaking live at the podium today in Ashburn, Virginia, ahead of practice, and I heard what I needed to hear. Jaden Daniels has been medically cleared by the doctors. Should we celebrate? Should we pop bottles right now? The JD5 show is back on the track. Let's get rolling again. You got him back into the fold. He's going to get all the reps in practice. Jaden Daniels is in line to make his return to the National Football League for Week 5. The Cali boy returning home to L.A. to take on the Chargers. We'll react to more of Dan Quinn's comments from the podium next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome back. I'm Adam. Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. 833-804-0910. I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. Time for the Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio. You just heard from head coach Dan Quinn. I want to recap some of what I thought was the most important things that he said. And we'll start with Jaden Daniels. I mean, medically cleared by the doctors, right? I said to Michael, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Fool me three times, shame on Dan Quinn. Well, that didn't happen. I thought Jaden Daniels would be able to play in the Raiders game. Nope, they said wait a week. I thought he'd be able to play in that Falcons game. Nope, not medically cleared. So although Dan Quinn cleared him because he hit all of his hurdles he needs to hit in terms of the ramp up to play, he was not cleared medically last week. Well, now he's been cleared by Dan Quinn, by the medical staff. He knows he's good to go. He's going to practice full today. He's ready. He is ready. Now, are the other guys going to be ready? I don't think we're going to get a good update on Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown. Maybe on John Bates. Maybe on John Bates, because I've seen some reports. I think it was J.P. Finley that said he believes he'll be back at practice full today. But some of the other guys, he says, are trending up. We'll find out when the injury report comes out. I think it's 3:30 today. But I expect a did not practice from Terry McLaurin. I'm kind of seriously still worried about Terry McLaurin. I'm glad they didn't put him on IR. I just don't think he's going to return this weekend. But in terms of Jaden, right, like Dan was asked, your decision to start him this week if he's back at practice. How do we know if he's ready? Get him back into the fold. We're going to give him all the reps, and Dan will look at the full speed, the execution, timing, running the offense, and really just getting back to being himself. And I thought that was a really interesting answer from Dan Quinn about how, yeah, he's known Jaden Daniels for a year and a half now, if not a little bit longer from when he came in for spring ball last year. Dan Quinn knows better than anybody what Jaden Daniels' best looks like. And we might not get his best this weekend, because he might still be a little rusty. But Dan Quinn will know when he's back to being himself, and I think that's this week. So I'm looking forward to this game. It's going to be a lot of emotions, I think, for Jaden Daniels going to Cali to play against L.A. But this is a battle in which the defense better step up, because Justin Herbert and the Chargers, outside of last week, have been scoring on everybody. And he has not just burned people with his arms, but with his legs as well. I also thought Dan Quinn made a really good point in terms of the month of October, right? September, it feels like the preseason. And when you talk to coaches, preseason. When you talk to players, it feels like they're talking about preseason, because a lot of them, the stars, don't play in the preseason anymore. So these first 4 weeks, the first quarter of the season, is when you're kind of ironing things out. And Dan said, roles have emerged. It's a good month to go in there and get better execution and to improve as we start to dig in here. But this is a month where you need to see urgency and intensity. And I hear that from Dan Quinn, and I hope to see that on Sunday. Because this is the big month of the schedule right here. Chargers, Bears, Cowboys, Chiefs. That is the tough part of the schedule right there, and you do not want to find yourselves below 500. You are chasing the Eagles in the division, and they've already got a big lead now. You have got to win your home games, but we're going to have to get our first road win of the season, either against the Chargers, Cowboys, or the Chiefs. I can't see this team going 1-3 over the next 4 weeks here. This second quarter of the season is absolutely when you put it together. Think about where they were last year at this time, all right? Last year at this time, our record only looked slightly different. It was 3-1. But then we played Cleveland, Baltimore, Carolina, and the Bears. Won 3 of 4. And when you go 3 of 4 in the first 8 weeks of the season, 3 of 4 and 3 of 4, you're going to have a damn good record of 6-2. And I'm not saying we can get to that record this year, but I think this team needs to try to get 3 of these next 4 games here. And I really think this is an opportunity here for Washington to get the win, because Jaden's return we talked yesterday about how Jackson Dart got the start, and there was a different energy in practice all week for the Giants. I said I think Russell Wilson still could have won that game. Not like they scored 30, they scored 21, but there was a different energy. I expect there to be a different energy at practice today and a different energy in the locker room on Sunday with the defense knowing Jaden Daniels is there. Part of the reason the team was so good last year was the trust that the defense had in Jaden Daniels. All season long, Bobby Wagner, who's like a brother, a big brother to Jaden Daniels, he felt like if his defense gets a stop and gets the ball back to Jaden Daniels, he's going to go win it. And it's that kind of confidence that helps you play great complementary football. And Dan Quinn mentioned it. That Raiders game was the complementary football you want to see. We didn't see that in the Falcons game. You had opportunities for that, like when Mikey Sainristil made the big interception. Then you're forced to kick a field goal. That's not complementary football. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. So Jaden Daniels has been medically cleared by the doctors. He will practice full today. And Sam Cosmi begins his 21-day window to make his return. He will be back at practice. So trending upwards here in terms of all the injuries, which is great news right there. And we need it. We need the help. We're going to need more than 22 guys to go to LA and beat the Chargers. The backups have got to be ready to go. And every second year guy, I need more from them. Jaden Daniels at the front of that list. Need him to have his best game of the season. It's only been two performances from him, but he has not looked like the NFL's rookie of the year. We need his best game of the season on Sunday. You're listening to AWOD on the Fans. The Richmond Commander coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.